This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. While cases of ADHD and other forms of neurodiverse learning abilities are growing rapidly, the tools and technology often appear to lag behind. CEO and neurodiverse learning advocate Sasha Stern of Goli wants to break down the challenges faced by these children and adult learners and the parents, teachers, and clinicians working tirelessly to help them. And he is certainly joining us today to break this down. And Mr. Stern, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So for starters, why does it appear that there is such a spike in cases of ADHD, autism, and other challenges today?
Well, nobody knows. The literature doesn't. Scientists are still figuring it out. But the consensus so far seems to be that we know what autism is. We know what ADHD looks like. And therefore, we're just more sensitive and aware to these diagnoses among kids. Before, maybe that kid would have been considered the weird kid. Now it's realized, oh, no, his brain works a little bit differently.
And to add on to that, what has been traditional treatment methods, and why do you feel they fall way short?
Well, I don't think they necessarily fall short. The gold treatment is, the gold standard, rather, is called ABA therapy. And it's applied behavior analysis. It's becoming widely accepted as the best way to work with kids with autism. I don't think that it necessarily falls short. It's just that it's expensive and inaccessible, and we'll never have enough therapists. So tomorrow, if the government were to say therapy is free for all the kids that need it, I think we just wouldn't have enough therapists by something like an order of magnitude. So you got to come up with something different, something a little bit more efficient.
That certainly makes sense, and some good points made right there as well. Now, what does Goli offer the neurodiverse learning community? Get into some of those details.
Well, we make tools. We make a dedicated device and software for parents, for clinicians, and for the kids. For the kids, it really looks like a time management app. So imagine a Palm Pilot specifically for kids where they can't get distracted. We pulled out the web browser, calling, texting. It's just a dedicated device to walk them through their schedule. And then parents and clinicians will set up routines for them. So a lot of kids, they'll struggle with generalized instructions. You might say, go get ready for bed. And even though they've done it 1,000 times, literally 1,000 times, they might not understand exactly what are all the steps that go into it. Brush your teeth, put on your pajamas, use the toilet, all those little things. So a therapist will break it out into smaller bite-sized chunks and then represent those visually to a kiddo. And that's what our software helps them do. We think of us as like Google Calendar for a six-year-old. And I'm sure a lot of the audience has had this experience where you might tell your kiddo, go clean your room. And 2 hours later, some things have been shuffled around, but nothing's really clean. But it turns out that if you give them more detailed instructions, instead of go clean your room, it's pick up all the clothes, put them in the hamper, make your bed, clean your desk, take the garbage out. They actually do a pretty good job with a lot less stress. And this applies 10x to kids with ADHD and autism.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you're already doing and the impact that you're already having in the space today. We're speaking with Sasha Stern, the CEO of Goli, a social impact entrepreneur and advocate for special needs and education here on eHealth Radio's Education, Autism Information, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, treatment for these children and adult learners appear to be fairly expensive. Address this further, and does GoAli assist in any way?
What we're trying to do is put the science in the hands of the parents by creating wizards that they can go through in our website and in our app for parents. They're implementing the science without even knowing it. So it's not to say that they don't need a clinician. Everything certainly works better with the professional. But what we aim to do is to make it so that a professional can teach a parent how to do things And then the parent can actually implement them with some level of success at home. Never going to be as good as a professional. Professionals are professionals for reasons. But what if a parent could do 20% of what a professional can do? What impact will that have on the kiddo? And think about that through the lens of time parent spends with child versus a professional. Even if they are getting therapy, the therapist is spending, what, max 20 hours a week with them, which is a lot of time. But who's spending the other 130 hours a week with them? It's the parent. So if the parent can implement 20, 30% of what the therapist is doing, it really transforms the results you can get with the kiddo.
Of course, we can't close out the program without mentioning the pandemic. Tell us, has the pandemic actually helped or hindered the effort to reach and teach these students? Touch on that as we go into conclusion mode today.
Pandemic, on one hand, was terrible for a lot of these families, and the kids lost all their services. A lot of kids got their services exclusively from the school. On the other hand, it's really opened up a whole new world of opportunity where people realize maybe my kid who has special needs can learn differently, and this forced them to examine other ways that this kiddo can learn. So for some families, it's got a big silver lining. For companies like ours, it's given us a big tailwind because adoption of technology in healthcare and in education has been super slow. And this has really forced the providers to re-examine what they're doing. And we hope that we can now be part of that solution, because before, most providers, if you looked at the tools they used, they're really the same tools they used when I was a kid 25 years ago. I'm not sure the science has improved and things like that, but in terms of what they're actually using with kids, it's sticker charts, it's magnets, it's popsicle sticks, and those just aren't as interesting to kids as an iPad. So you got to meet the kids where they are, and I hope that this is forcing providers to do more of that.
Most certainly there, and I tell you, we really do appreciate you coming out and introducing Goalie to the audience, and again, really do appreciate what you're doing in this space. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
If anyone's working with special needs kids, check out our website, getgoalie.com.
And of course, that's easy enough, and we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Mr. Stern, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Sasha Stern, the CEO of Goalie, a social impact entrepreneur and advocate for special needs education. And for all the details, visit getgoalie.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.